When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is another Victory Monday for the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, Eagles win over the stinking Cowboys, go to 7-2. Your thoughts, sir?
Victory!
We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly on Packer Ave. Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6 and the Players Lounge at 7. Special guest Jordan Mailata. First of all, Jack's going to have to start singing the song during the open with the win. He's going to have to start singing the song.
Well, sounded great.
He's going to have to start singing.
It's getting tougher each week for him to be enthused about the success the Eagles are having.
I know.
Even though he predicted they would go on a run right now.
He's disappointed they went.
It's about time someone called it.
Yeah, we have to turn him around at some point over the next week or two. So I came into this season, Ike, with the Eagles thinking that this is a year to build. They'd win 10 games. Maybe they win a playoff game, something like that. But my expectations have changed. You know, the last four games, they have essentially dominated every single one of those games. Even though the Jacksonville looked a little shaky, when you look at it at the end of the day, they dominated both sides of the ball there. They win a convincing game in Cincinnati. They win a convincing game on the road, division opponent against the Giants. And then they go down and they beat the hell out of the Cowboys, a team that they hadn't won, they hadn't beaten on the road in 7 years. Mm-hmm. And I just think with more information comes different expectations. And we're looking at a team right now that is the second in NFC odds to go to the Super Bowl. They're 7-2. They lead the NFC East halfway through the season. And I just think there is no reason for us not to look at this year and say that this year can and should be a year that we expect the Eagles to win the NFC. I know that we are young on defense, and I know that we have two young coordinators, but the truth of it is,
well, they're not young.
Well, new coordinators, yeah. Not young, rather, new coordinators. I know the truth of it is that, or rather, the truth of it is that you look at the talent they have on offense, mm-hmm. all in their prime, and you think to yourself, you are lucky, not lucky, but blessed if you get through a year with all those guys healthy and contributing like they can. And I don't know how many years Saquon Barkley has at this level. You know, I don't know how many years we're going to get through the year with him performing it this way, which is why you have to look at this year and say this year is a year that we can expect and not just hope. Every year goes in with a hope, and every year goes in with the same quote-unquote goal of Super Bowl. But I think the expectations for the Eagles this year should be Super Bowl. And I think that win yesterday is a big win. It's not just a win over a bad team. It's a win over a division opponent on the road. You know, like it's that is a – I'm not saying that they shouldn't have beaten the Cowboys, but they stomped the Cowboys. Like, they've stomped almost every opponent since the bye. And I think that they – that we have to put the focus on the team now and say, hey, this can be a year where they really get it done.
Well, I mean, it certainly feels like that's where the momentum is going with everyone. And I'm not surprised at that. You win five games in a row. you start to establish yourself as one of the teams that we need to watch out for. You know, they start looking around the NFC conference and they're saying, okay, who are the teams that could potentially meet a Kansas City Chiefs or a Baltimore Ravens or a Buffalo Bills team in the Super Bowl? And a consensus is Detroit. We know Detroit was in the NFC championship game last year. San Francisco gets the respect because their reputation precedes them, but they don't look like they're one of the stronger teams in the NFC. And that's just right now. They may be much better as they get healthier when the season goes along.
They have McCaffrey back.
Yeah, and, yep. I mean, and McCaffrey just played in his first game. So they can be a completely different team as the season goes along. And that's why I always say this thing is a marathon and not a sprint. The Eagles have put themselves in this conversation, rightfully so. You know, everybody, I've always been a win is a win guy, right? That's me. Take them as you can get them. But most people wanted to see convincing wins, and when you're playing inferior opponents, everybody wanted to see domination. Well, that's what they've shown you. If that's what you feel about the last five opponents, well, the Eagles have dominated those teams. That's what you wanted to see. You wanted to see them not squeak by inferior opponents, because I would have came in here every Monday and still sold you that a win is a win as long as they won the games. But you wouldn't have felt much better about the team. So since they've been dominating these teams, like a lot of people wanted them to do to prove their sort of ranking or being in that class with Detroit, they've done it. They've earned it. Now, you got 3 weeks coming up here.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah. So yeah. You got to keep updating your resume every week. You just do. You got Washington Thursday night. That's a big game. Then you got to go on the road for the Rams and Baltimore. Now, listen, we'll go to L.A. and we'll take over L.A. I love L.A. I won't be there personally, but I know Eagles fans
right.
will go out there and take over that stadium. I'm not worried about that. But then you got Baltimore. That's not going to be an easy game. Although, listen, they can't stop anybody. So that's a shootout. Take the over in that game when the Eagles play them. And then we get through that spike. We got a nice little stretch down. We got down the stretch.
A lot of home games.
A lot of home games. Two tough games. Pittsburgh at home, Washington on the road. Those would be two tough games after you get through this little stretch. If they can navigate this and be healthy at the end of the year, I want to see how everything else shakes out in the NFC. I mean, I said this last week. We could be the potential number one seed in the NFC based on what happens the second half of the season. But it's still a lot of football left to be played. They've earned their right to be in that Super Bowl conversation. That's where they're at, legitimately.
215-592-9494 is the new expectation for the Super Bowl. Is the new expectation for the Eagles this year's Super Bowl. Jack, after yesterday's win, how are you feeling?
Good. Of course they're in the Super Bowl conversation. I mean, it's to say they're not, I feel like is, you know, would be putting the haterade on, because there's no one in the NFC that's great. But yet, I don't leave yesterday wowed. I mean, they destroyed the Cowboys. The Cowboys also stink. I mean, Cooper Rush is horrible.
Well, that's
so,
really stunk yesterday.
I mean, he is atrocious. So I think if they didn't have the Cowboys name, you know, that was more of a faceless opponent, I feel like it's a little bit different of a reaction today, because I almost treated it like a faceless opponent. Like, that team was a dead team walking. You could tell by the first third and six when Saquon, they're already backpedaling. They didn't want to tackle yesterday. They didn't want to play football yesterday. So
hell, they did for a quarter and a half.
They gave him a little bit of a spurt, but I didn't see the Cowboys come out inspired to play yesterday. I
thought their defense showed up. They had got anything from that offense. We could have actually been losing at halftime.
Oh yeah, Zeke fumbled right on the goal line.
Yeah.
It was brutal, and they gave the game away. But yeah, they even the Lions. Jared Goff threw five picks last night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean There's holes in all these teams. The Eagles are playing just as good as anyone. This next 3 weeks is going to be really interesting. I think the last the five opponents they've beaten, their record is 13-31. So, you know, it's obviously been not the best competition. These next 3 weeks will tell us a lot. So, I'm there.
All right. 215-592-9494. Eagles Super Bowl expectations this year after the win over the Cowboys. Starting us off, as always, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. The expectation has always been Super Bowl. You know, this right here, this show is the greatest show in America, the greatest radio, you know, show in America, the afternoon show, you know, Spike, Ike, and Fritz, right? And
No, that's Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yeah, get it right.
Yeah, name right.
Right, right. So when you come in, you know, you got a lot of big personality. You know, Spike, big personality. Ike, big personality. And you know, my man Fritz, he always got something to say, you know. So you got to learn each other, you know, figuring out, hey, Spike, you know, this is what you do, this, you know. oh, let's add this in there, you know, and not rush forward. We're going to keep the top 5-5. Let's get rid of this, you know. So it takes time to build, you know, a dream team because the show was already great. You know, we were just adding a new face to make sure it stayed at the top of the mountain. And that's the same thing the Eagles was doing. You know, the Eagles was already a great football team. We had some ups and downs last year. You know, we had to get things figured out. The expectation was always Super Bowl. You know, everybody, you know, said whatever they wanted to say. They was afraid of Nick Sirianni, Herzog. Yeah, that was all for conversation. But the expectation ain't never changed. It's always been Super Bowl. And, you know, and now we finally hitting our stride. And we getting there. Commanders up next is after we create the picture with Jalen Carter when he was holding – remember when he was holding Jane Daniels at LSU?
Oh,
we had to recreate that on Thursday.
Okay.
All right, Corey.
I like that.
You know, you can say the expectation's always Super Bowl, and I think the Eagles as an organization probably treat it that way.
Uh-huh.
But I think there's a difference. Even, Jack, the language that you used, I think there's a difference between in the conversation and being like truly, truly, truly in the conversation. I think you could probably say that there are 5 or 6 teams in the conversation in the NFC, right? You could say, obviously, Detroit and the Eagles and the Rams and the 49ers and Washington. And who am I forgetting? Vikings,
Green
maybe.
Bay.
Green Bay. There's a lot of teams, quote-unquote, in the conversation.
Vikings,
but I think the Eagles are putting themselves in position to be beyond, quote, in the conversation.
Yes.
You know, I understand the respect for San Francisco from an odds perspective. I think the odds, if the Rams win tonight and they're getting healthy, the odds will get shorter. But I think the Eagles are – I really think there's maybe 3 levels in the NFC to me. There's the Lions and then the Eagles and then there's everybody else to me. I think there's a group, everybody else, and I think the Eagles are above that everybody else group. I don't think they're with the Lions, but I do think that they are above that other group that we're talking about.
Like, you look at it right now, the Falcons.
Why don't you think they're with the Lions?
Because the Lions were there last year, and the Lions have dominated all year. You know, like, I think the Lions are there. They're there until they're not there.
And I'm going to challenge everything.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
No, it's fine.
I'm going to challenge everything.
And what I would say...
The Lions don't look like a flawless team to me.
No, I'm not saying they're flawless, but I also think wins like last night that the Lions got are important. When you're not, you know, beating the hell out of somebody, and your quarterback is a terrible game, which Jared Goff did, and then you come back and you win that game, that's the kind of game that championship-type teams, you know, go out and win when they're not supposed to win. When it looked like... You know, I was looking at the score... You know, halfway through that game, I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, the Lions lose this one, and they didn't lose it. So
we'll see if they can carry it all year long.
Yep.
We'll see.
Yeah, for sure.
And the Hutchinson loss for them is going to be big.
Yep.
Especially if they have to play the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. I mean, we've seen what Lane has done against even like Mikey yesterday. Without Aiden Hutchinson, that defense feels like it's missing some pieces.
And I think they need home field advantage to get to the Super Bowl.
That's big for
and
them.
And that's not locked up yet. The one thing why I give the Eagles sort of more than a puncher's chance. I understand what happened last year. That's fine. Everybody wants to go back there. That's not a concern of mine. It wasn't all year, and I think now people have seen enough that they've let it go. I've always thought that this is a different team. It's a different aura around the team. It seemed like the two general principals got their bleep together and got on the same page. Everybody else was fine. Like, everybody else was fine, and now they have a trickle-down effect. This team was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. A lot of players on this offense was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at the other teams, sure, you could say Lions NFC Championship game last year. All I'm saying is the Eagles are battle-tested as well.
Sure.
The reason why I don't buy into the Vikings and some of these other teams, they haven't went Washington. They haven't gone into deep water. Man, Sam Darnold has never taken a team into the playoffs and actually done anything. This is Jaden Daniels' first year in the NFL. You know, so I'm like, the Eagles are a seasoned team that knows what it's like to be in there. And it seems like they got their mojo back. And that's why they're starting to roll. And I think, listen, if it's at a neutral site, I think we go blow for blow with the Eagles. I mean, with the Lions.
And by the way, that battle-tested thing is why I keep mentioning the Rams. Is that as a team that is battle-tested,
well,
that it is getting healthy? The quarterback is.
Yes, he is.
Well,
the rest of that team is young.
Right. And credit where it's due.
Well, no, obviously, Cooper.
And Cup. Right.
Cooper Kupp.
But without Aaron Donald.
The other thing from yesterday, and I know, and this is what everybody wanted. Everybody wanted a day where we're not arguing about the head coach.
Yep.
And there's not now. They were never in situations yesterday. You know, a lot of the 2-point conversion stuff the week before was when they were at the one, and then the fourth down thing. I don't know that there were a lot of fourth and short in Dallas's side of the field yesterday. So he didn't put anybody. But when you look at, we look at the evolution of Jalen to this point and the evolution of Sirianni as well. Mm-hmm. And Jalen has cleaned up the things, or some of them, that we were worried about. And Nick continues. It's not a straight line from, you know, it's not a straight climb from here to there. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there will be moments throughout the rest of the year. But I do look at, I know you were talking about forgetting about last year. Mm-hmm. I find a huge.
Well, for me, I have.
Yes.
I know some people haven't. I just know for me, I have.
Well, the thing that has gotten me there is that week in between the Browns and the Giants and going out and dominating the Giants after that. And not just dominating the Giants, but then going to Cincinnati. And we can look at Cincinnati's record, but that's not an
easy
team.
Watch them play the Ravens, you tell me that's an easy team.
Yeah, that's not an easy team to beat. You know, and winning division games on the road as convincingly as they have done in this stretch, I think is not nothing. So I think they have moved past whatever that was last year because they were faced with a challenge again this year where they could have crumbled and they didn't. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles a Super Bowl contender? Angelo in Pottstown, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I'm calling about my concerns about the Eagles and, more importantly, Jalen Hurts. Now, I know you only play who's on your schedule, but I think we would all agree that the teams that we've beaten are not that great. They're not stellar. I mean, it's great to say the Cowboys suck, because they suck. They really do. Yeah. But I need to see Jalen Hurts clean it up. I can't see him fumble. I can't see him throw interceptions in the end zone.
Come on, it was sunny. It was sunny.
Everybody knows it's going to come back and kill you.
Yeah, I will say, for a quarter and a half, I didn't like what I was seeing yesterday.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
And I hope we make it to the NFC East Championship game against the Lions. Because they're represented by a bonehead coach, just like the.
Oh boy, you get these two together for a press conference for the championship game. That's going to be dynamite.
Oklahoma drill decide the who goes first.
Coin toss.
Yeah,
but Jalen's got to clean it up. I you know, I'm going to be honest. I don't trust him.
Well, it took two callers to get to this.
Yeah,
I didn't think we'd get there this early.
Well, so here's
his play. His play in the first quarter and a half was concerning to me.
It was.
He sort of reverted back. And I'm not even talking about the turnovers or the interception as much as I am the sacks that he took during that time, where you're just holding on to the football as opposed to throwing the ball, getting it out of your hands quick, or being decisive and taking off. You know, we had the whole protect the ball when you're in the pocket and you're under pressure. You know, that Micah sack came because the ball wasn't protected. I mean, a fumble. That Micah got on the sack to help set up a score. Thankfully, the defense held, and they only gave up a field goal. That was the only way the Cowboys could win that game yesterday, was by turning the ball over and playing sloppy. And it didn't look good for a quarter and a half. Just keeping it real.
Yeah, it looked
– offensively.
It looked ugly. The worst part of it looking ugly is the feeling that, oh, no, we've seen this before.
Yeah, like, oh,
right?
Lord, here, we're back to this.
But this is sort of where I've gotten with Jalen, is that there are a lot of quarterbacks that are like this, mm-hmm. unfortunately. Or not unfortunately. Like, you look at the league and you think maybe there's two or three that you put in this sort of elite category where they are physically skilled, where they have a record of at least regular season success. And I don't think Jalen's as good as Josh Allen. I don't think he's good as Patrick Mahomes. I just don't. But then there's this whole list of quarterbacks where, depending on the week, Jalen can be at the top of that list or the bottom of that list. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a list of quarterbacks that you can win a Super Bowl with, but you're going to have concerns every single week because they are not in that top category. C.J. Stroud's in that list. Jordan Love's in that list. Jared Goff is in that list. There's a lot of quarterbacks in that list. And I think Jalen, we have to criticize him for when he doesn't play well. Absolutely. And that first quarter and a half will be stuck in my mind for weeks. But also, you're probably going to end up having to face quarterbacks that are also not flawless, right? That will make mistakes as well. And he should want to get better, and we should demand the most out of him. But I think I'm just sort of in this realistic place where
you're finally
Jalen,
coming around, Spike, is what it sounds
well,
like.
Well, no, it's just I'm not going to expect things that I don't think he is capable of doing. And if the question is, can they win with him? I think they can. I think they can also lose because of him. I think he could have one of those quarters that kills them in a big game. But I also don't think that they can't win the Super Bowl with him there.
And it's okay to come. It's okay to come over.
No. I'm not.
It's okay
I'm not
to
on
come
that
over.
Side. No.
It's okay to come over.
Nope.
He's okay to win. You can win with him as a quarterback. He plays in big games, and actually, most times when he has a big matchup, he usually plays well, and certainly plays well enough to win. I've never been in a game where I'm like, oh, he went into shell shock. He wasn't ready for the moment. Now, that doesn't mean he doesn't play terrible, but it's not because the moment was too big for him. He usually plays well enough to win in those games, and what's great now is that he has a complement of talent around him on the defensive side of the ball that, from a coaching standpoint, you don't have to always feel panicked or rushed to try to score every drive. That's what I don't like about the analytics thing. And when I talk about playing complementary football, when you have a team that a defense that can hold a team to 13, 15 points, 16 points, you don't have to be reckless as an offense. That's why Andy doesn't do that stuff. He has a defense. He knows that eventually, as long as we keep grinding and doing what we're doing, either our defense is going to give us a short field or my quarterback is going to make the plays late in the game. With the analytics stuff, it always feels like we're trying to force an issue that doesn't have to be forced just to make it to be validated about how smart they are as a football team. And I don't think it's necessary. We have a defense. They didn't give up a touchdown yesterday. Another game where they didn't give up a touchdown yesterday. They are playing great football. You don't need to do things to put the team in a difficult position.
Yeah.
That's why Mike Tomlin does. Like, the teams that play that type, you're going to give yourself more chances than not. In other words, it's okay to win that way. That's just a preferred way to try to win. And it's not saying doing it this way you can't win and have just as much success, because we know coaches that's had plenty of success not doing it that way.
Sure.
That's their preferred way. And that's what it boils down to. This is the way I prefer to win.
Now, Jack, your Jalen opinion, we're going to hold it.
Yeah.
We're going to do it next. Well, I'm not going to make the people wait, but we'll do it next. All right?
Okay.
Are you ready to come over too?
No.
Every time I start to inch over, you telling me that I'm over
come
there,
on over.
It pushes me back
come
on the
on
other
over.
Side.
Listen, I'm welcoming. You can come. But it don't mean I'm not going to let you realize things that you said before you got there.
Well, but I still believe the things that I said.
That's okay.
Well,
I don't know how strongly you believe those things now.
We'll see. And we got to see where Jack is, so we'll do that next. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Hey, Birds at the Half is back November 20th right here at Chickies in South Philly, benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation. Details online at 94WIP.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.